In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Where are you, men of courage?
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 24th.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got so much to get to today, friends. The media is actually now confessing that the New York Post had it right all along last year when it produced those stories about Hunter Biden's laptops. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, Sean Spicer, Shelley Goldberg, and Kelsey Bowler are all straight ahead here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, welcome to Brand New Day. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We're off and running. Yesterday and today's news cycles are very weird. And I got chewed out a little bit by the lovely bride. She was like, you didn't cover the Kamala Harris commenting on the southern border whipping the Haitians that are coming illegally story, and it's blowing up everywhere on social media. I said, you know why? I actually saw the video. They weren't whipping anybody. Those guys were using the reins of their horses the way people who ride horses use reins. And I said, by tomorrow, it's not even going to be a story anymore. Sure enough, like by this morning, everybody had, egg on their face. We can't talk about this. We didn't know what we were talking about. But the media, my point is, the media fell down the black hole. One person said, oh, this is what's happening. And the next thing you know, there's 15 different organizations all reporting how Border Patrol's whipping people. Supposedly police are whipping black people with whips. And, you know, there was comparisons to slave eras and all this other stuff. It was all garbage. But this is the problem with the modern day media. They won't report stories that need to be reported on. For instance, have you noticed how little coverage is being given to anything related to Afghanistan anymore. And yesterday, the Taliban voted to take away, as we thought they were going to, any rights for any girls to ever go back to school. Here to discuss from the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler. Kelsey, it's one thing for the feckless administration to be lame and dishonest and just awful at every turn. But it's another thing for the media to say, oh, look at what a great job he's doing while they're doing it. Is it not?
Right. There's a huge discrepancy between what the Biden administration says and what it does. I would argue there's no administration in modern history that has done more to damage the human rights progress of women than the Biden administration in its reckless decision to withdraw so haphazardly from a country we had supported for 20 years. And then for President Biden to turn around and make a speech to the UN just yesterday bragging about ending 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan, talking about opening a new era of relentless diplomacy where the United States is going to use the power of our developmental aid to invest in new ways of lifting people around the world, renewing and defending democracy. We all know who the Taliban are by this point. As you just mentioned, women in Afghanistan, girls are not, we're just told they're not allowed to attend school. The Biden administration's relentless democracy is going to do nothing to empower these women, to give them their basic human rights. And in fact, there are risks to continuing to give these terrorists United States money in the form of humanitarian aid. Of course, we already abandoned them. We don't want to make their lives worse. But this is how tricky of a situation we are now in, that we don't have any American diplomats or troops on the ground to decipher what is a good investment and what is actually just going to invest in the Taliban so that they can continue their oppression against women and other minorities, including the LGBT population in Afghanistan. There are so many individuals in danger because of the United States decision. I think it was a shame the way that President Biden portrayed that situation just yesterday in front of world leaders at the UN.
But, you know, Kelsey, again, it's one thing for him to say whatever, you know, crazy Uncle Joe's going to say, and he's going to present it the way he's going to present it. But whatever happened to the hostile media? Whatever happened to people saying, "But wait a minute, let's fact check that." You're saying that you're advancing all these human rights and these efforts and so forth. But here's the evidence: it's running against it. And right now, we have, I don't know who's running the country. To be candid, I doubt that President Biden is aware of what color socks he has on most days. And then he comes out, he gives his speeches. He's always talking about how he's going to be in trouble with people for whatever he does. And they as soon as he gets a question he's not supposed to answer, he turns around and walks out. This is the most famous scene of the Biden administration, his back leaving a room that he's just addressed. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a media complex that is able to at least get questions asked, yesterday, Kelsey, he sat with Mr. Johnson. And they took two British reporters and let them ask their questions. And the first American reporter gets recognized to answer a question, to ask a question. And they literally shouted the reporters down and kicked them out of the White House. And you're like, but wait a minute. Why don't we get answers to anything? And just to put a cherry on all of this, just before you and I went on the air, I just saw a story. Politico is reporting that, lo and behold, what the New York Post had in its possession this time a year ago, talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and the salacious material that's on there, turns out it's all true. It's 100% true. Everything that the New York Post published was true. But what happened to the Post for speaking the truth about the facts? They got banned by big tech. They got shut down on social media. And anybody in the media that was parroting anything that had appeared in those stories also got the boot.
Kelsey, the media is lying to the country, and it's having this massive, massive cover for the administration to just do whatever they're doing.
Kevin, we have to remember the role the media played in electing Joe Biden as president. He campaigned by hiding in his basement for months and avoiding the press. And the press not only gave him a free pass, but actually empowered him. And meanwhile, we had at the time President Trump making himself widely available to answer to the American people. And again, it's so interesting that we have President Biden, who said he was going to restore democracy, return the United States to some sense of normalcy. Well, one of the basic functions of a democracy is a free press. And that means the president needs to answer to the press. So, of course, the press plays a role in enabling this type of behavior. The story about Hunter Biden is deeply frustrating. Of course, all of us who knew at the time this was a legitimate news story were written off as conspiracy theorists, yeah, or worse. But once again, the conservative media were proved right, and the press faces no consequences. The individuals who are responsible for pushing fake news stories end up getting promoted. They end up on networks like CNN, and that is a problem. That is why so many Americans, rightly so, have a healthy distrust of the mainstream media.
Yeah, and they totally should. I was just reading, completely separate issue, I was just reading today research about Denmark and their COVID recovery rate and everything else, and I was noticing that they're 86% vaccinated in Denmark, and one of the things they attributed it to is the great trust that the Denmark public has in their public health officials that are setting the guidelines for what they've done. And they've lost 400 people per million in deaths to COVID, where we're at like 2,900 or something per million. And it boiled down to they have public health officials that they actually believe and trust, and we have nobody that we trust in charge of anything. And then we have a media that won't tell us whether they're telling the truth or not either. So we're doing all of this to our own detriment. We're ruining our own future by having this dishonest gamesmanship in the world of politics and a media complex that basically just covers up for it and allows all of the untruths to be believed as true, and then what that ends up doing is confusing people long term, and we're stuck with it, and it's rotten, and it's why this radio show exists. It's why Kelsey does what she does. Speaking of which, Kelsey, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this. So I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant.
Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
That you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people,
for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the people. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Limited engagement. Only in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Get your tickets now.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know we talk breaking news, what it means, and also why it matters every day. That's the focus around these parts. And someone who has lived that out on various multiple levels of the news process is the former press secretary for Donald J. Trump, but he's also the host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax TV, a great television show, I might add. Every now and then I get to pop on there with him and have always enjoyed that. Sean Spicer, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, always good to have you, sir.
It's always great to be with you.
Now, let me ask you about, I know you probably don't miss the White House. I know you probably, the work speed and the pace and all the other stuff, but there are times when I just wish somebody was a fly on a wall in what's going on in there. And I'm curious your thoughts about this last week, General Milley, the phone calls to China, how it would be being received if, in fact, this was being revealed under the Trump presidency. And your general impression about what needs to happen here?
Well, so first of all, I want to say that, you know, look, this is a Bob Woodward report, so let's be careful how much stock we put into it. That being said, I think we can say if it were true, look, there's a couple things that your listeners need to know. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs is not in the chain of command. So the idea that he thinks that he needs to insert himself in a decision-making thing, it's false. And I think that they're just playing on the fact that most people don't understand that. Number two, is that it's one thing to have a call. Yes, they keep saying, oh, this is normal for these folks to talk. Absolutely, it is normal. But what they're missing is the content. It's not the call that's coming. It's the content of that call that matters.
Sean Spicer, you handled press for the president. Your reaction to the idea that China's actually loving this, right? It's, they're putting the meme up of Michael Jackson eating the popcorn. I mean, that's their view right now.
Well, between the amount of spending that we're doing that they're going to finance, that's great for them. Number two, you know, these strategic military mistakes that we're making. I mean, think about this. If true, and I keep prefacing this, if they're being told, we'll give you a heads up anytime we do anything. I mean, holy smokes, I graduated from the Naval War College. So, you know, you read Sun Tzu right off the bat, which, you know, the last thing you do is tell your enemy anything. You don't want to project any idea. You catch your enemy by surprise. So the idea that we would give them a heads up, think about this. If you're a general in China, you're going to President Xi saying, hey, don't worry, they're going to call us before we do anything. But we never made any similar promises. So you want to go get Taiwan? Let's roll.
We're speaking with Sean Spicer, who's co-host of Spicer & Company weeknights on Newsmax. The Biden administration took a rather remarkable and fairly significant step in removing all of President Trump's appointees to the military academy boards. We're talking about West Point. We're talking about the Naval Academy. We're talking about Air Force. And the not only, you know, is it, you know, noticeable that he did it, but that this has not been done by any of his predecessors. Obama didn't remove Bush people. Bush didn't remove Clinton people. Clinton didn't remove H.W. Bush people when they became president. But he took this unprecedented step. You were actually impacted by this because you had been appointed to one of the military academy boards. Talk to us about not only your experience in having this happen to you, but what kind of historical precedent it sets and why it's important.
Yeah, it's a great point. So President Trump appointed me to the board of the U.S. Naval Academy in 2019 for a three-year term. President Biden asked for my resignation as well as the resignations of Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, Lieutenant General Guy Swan, who is the head of Army North, General Jack Keane, who was the vice chief of the Army during his time on active duty. And so, first of all, I said no. I have since sent a letter to them. There are people that are appointed to presidential boards. For example, I was appointed to the President's Commission on White House Fellows. This is a statutory board set up by Congress to provide oversight of the military service academies, right? And so there are people appointed by the President, the Vice President, the Speaker of the House, and the Senate Majority Leader. Now, just for the record, I have 3 months left on my term, so I'm not really sure what they, you know, which amounts to one meeting. I'm really not entirely sure what, you know, how they felt threatened by that, but whatever. And I have Jen Psaki standing in the White House press briefing room, who's never served a day in the military, questioning my credentials, which I can't find more disrespectful of anything that anyone can do when it comes to serving the country. When Jen was asked about these boards, these terminations that President Biden had asked for, she could have said anything in the world, right? She could have said the president wants these people to resign, and the president, whatever, who cares? She chose to call me out by name and question my qualifications and service to this country. But don't you dare question my service and commitment to this country. And when Jen Psaki went to the White House briefing room and stood there in front of all those people and acted as though I was some kind of political hack, you know, it was one of the most disrespectful things that I've ever had said about me. And again, the thing is that she went out of her way to do it, which was really sort of the thing of it that got me, is that I was like, you didn't have to say that. You chose to do it.
Well, it reflects very accurately, I think, the disrespect that the administration has for people outside their own circle. And this is one of the reasons, Sean, why we got into such a mess with the Afghanistan evac. President Trump left a very detailed plan for the evacuation as based on conditions and based on the Taliban being forced to admit certain things and not allow certain things to happen. And there were conditions up and down that it would have all happened by. It had to be completely rejected by the current administration simply because it was President Trump's plan. At this point in time, that type of petty childishness is going to get, and it did in Afghanistan, get 13 Americans killed. And there's more that are going to die because it's this insane and this petty and this childish.
On Inauguration Day, Joe Biden says he's going to be the president for all people and unify us. He's politicized military service academies. He's politicized the CDC, the FDA. And just today, the FAA is saying that you can't fly a drone over where all those thousands of migrants are legally coming into the country. These guys, I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done.
Well, and have nothing but complete contempt for people that have any questions about whether or not they should have done it, which is the bigger problem in many respects. Sean, you've got a new book called Radical Nation. It addresses some of what we're talking about right here. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's dangerous plan for America. It comes out in October. What's it about?
There's an entire chapter, which is so ironic, about qualifications. For example, why is Dennis McDonough, a guy who's never served in the military, never worked with veterans, never been involved in health care, leading the VA? I mean, why is Susan Rice, whose entire experience in foreign policy, leading the Domestic Policy Council? Why are they trying to make D.C. a state? Why are they allowing thousands of people to go over the border? I walk through all of this in the book and explain the big why.
Well, and friends, I think you're gonna learn a lot. We will have Sean back on before it hits the streets because it does come out towards the end of October. But Congratulations on yet another, what I predict will be very quickly a New York Times bestselling title for you, Sean. And we always appreciate it. And we want everybody to be watching weeknights on Newsmax for Spicer & Company.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away, friends.
You men of courage.
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 24th.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All Yeah, that's where you're at, Kevin McCullough Radio. And it's where we try to give you common sense in both the reactions to the big stories of the day and also in some practical advice for how you can do different things better in your life. And parenting is one of those things. We set the newspaper down one segment a week, and we say, forget about the headlines. Let's talk about something that's going to help you and myself and anyone listening become a better parent. Shelley Goldberg, the aforementioned parenting reporter for New York One, rejoins us. Shelley, you wanted to talk today about a very powerful little word, and I have seen this play out in my life. I've seen it play out in other people's lives, but tell us why this little word makes so much importance.
Okay, Kevin, the word is no, and I'm realizing that since COVID, I've been saying no a lot more than I ever have before. Huh. No, I'm not comfortable going there. No, I don't want to go into the restaurant and eat inside. I want to eat outside. No, I don't want to go to that party with 50 people, even though they're vaccinated. No, I'm uncomfortable. So I'm noticing there's a lot of no's in my life. And I thought, this is really important, because that's where real power lies for grown-ups and for kids. And it's really the best way to prepare our kids for the outside world, to give them the tools that they need to say no.
Okay. Right?
And I'm not talking today about inappropriate touching. You know, that's a whole other subject. Just a general day-to-day no. And it's a very liberating feeling when kids can do it, because it shows them that they have choice. It sets boundaries. And it teaches them to understand and respect when other people say no. So what is it? I mean, let me see if I can give you an example, Kevin. If mom and dad, I don't know if you've ever done this, if you post a family picture on social media, you really should be asking your kids, you know, is this okay if we share this? To give your kids the opportunity to say, perhaps, no, Dad. I'm really uncomfortable. I don't like the way I look in that photo, or I don't want my friends to see it, whatever. But something as simple as that, you might want to give your kids the opportunity to say no. All right, so what can parents do to help their kids to really hone in on this skill? Number one, make sure your kids can make some choices at home, places that they can safely say no. I'm not talking about letting them run the household. It can be something as simple as food for dinner, maybe it's the dessert, maybe it's an activity when you go on a vacation, or a movie choice. But make sure that there are some places where they have a choice and they can say with confidence, no, there's going to be less power struggle. You're also teaching your kids personal boundaries, and you're also showing them that all people are different. And this is about what you and the missus feel is appropriate behavior in your household. Okay. And it means that there's less of a chance your kids are going to say no, right? Number three, you want to, basically, you want to start standing up for yourself and letting your kids see that. And the more your kids see that you are not a people pleaser, right, the more aware you become of when you have difficulty and the missus have difficulty saying no, the better your kids will be at being able to say no. So I'm going to give you some homework, Kevin. I want you to become a little more self-aware. I want you to try and say no to your wife, a boss, friends, strangers, somebody this week. Set a measurable goal for yourself and then ask yourself, how did that feel? Did you have a positive outcome? But you need to, as parents need to practice this skill, and that's the best way to teach it to your kids. Role play with your kids. So they have practice doing this. They learn the language, the assertive language skills, because it's all in tone, facial expressions, and the language that you use.
Yeah.
You also want to be authentic. I'll leave you with that. Authenticity is key. You want to smile, be really nice and warm, walk away and roll your eyes, because authenticity makes it easier for your kids to learn how to say no. But if they see that there's a disconnect between the way mom and dad act with their friends and then what they're saying, you know, in the house, it becomes harder and it's more confusing for your kids to learn how to stand up for themselves and to say no. Does this resonate with you in any way?
Well, I took note of the homework assignment, and Shelley, I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
Okay. And the last thing, Kevin, is don't always step in to solve your kids' problems. I know that you don't. But
yeah.
They have to really learn to, if they yell across the room, you know, Dad, my sister's hitting me. You can yell back, what are some solutions to this problem? Or how do you think you can solve this?
I like that.
Try and throw it back to them. That will help them learn to stand up to themselves and say no in the real world.
That's good stuff. All right, the power of saying no on the Parenting Express today. Get the podcast at Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. I think that's all of them. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Shelley Goldberg, coming right back. Don't go away.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
That you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people,
for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the People. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Limited engagement. Only in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Get your tickets now. From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony.
At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC. Everywhere I go.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, not sure if you saw this week, but there was a report out of, I think it was a hospital in upstate New York. I think it was in the Syracuse area, maybe Buffalo. I'm drawing a little bit of a blank on this. But those of you joining me, we're talking about the issue of nurses in hospitals and particularly in critical care givers areas, emergency rooms, etc., that have been dealing with this. The story that I saw on Sunday was actually about nurses that were working pediatric wings in hospitals, and the kind of tired out nature of what they're facing. There's just so much that is going on as it relates to the Delta variant. But in the critical care area, it is even worse. The stress has been long. It has been exhaustive. People have worked long hours, and they continue to see many patients, a lot of them unvaccinated, most of them unvaccinated, as a matter of fact, that are coming through there. And there is an organization, the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, that are speaking up, very concerned about the health and welfare of their workers. And the president of that organization, Beth Wathen, now joins me, a frontline nurse at Children's Hospital in Colorado. Very interesting and ironic, Beth, that my own sister was a critical care nurse in Colorado. She's now in Eugene, Oregon, but she also has done a lot of work on air ambulance nursing jobs as well. But good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Give me a snapshot of what your membership in the AACN are telling you about what they're facing right now.
Thanks, Kevin, and thank you for having me here today. You know, our members are telling us, as you mentioned, that they're exhausted. They are, they've been at the front lines of this pandemic for 18 months, and they're exhausted. You know, we did a survey of our members last month of over 6,000 acute and critical care nurses to hear what they're saying. And 92% of the nurses surveyed agreed that they felt that the pandemic had depleted nurses at their hospital and that their careers would be shorter than they intended. And over 66% felt like because of their pandemic experience, they had considered leaving nursing. And so that's extremely concerning to us. The amount of nurses that are currently leaving in record numbers, which is one of the reasons that we're reaching out now to speak to the public about what's going on in healthcare and what's going on with regards to this pandemic and how we can work with everyone to kind of bring an end to this.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Tell me an example or two of what some of your colleagues said in your survey.
They want people to understand the reality of what it's like in the ICU, to understand the reality of what it's like to be in the ICU with COVID, to die in the ICU with COVID without your family at your side. It's certainly morally distressing and emotionally exhausting for nurses and other, you know, frontline healthcare workers who are there for patients when the parent, when the families can't be. And so they want support, and we're reaching out to the public for support now to help us get through this crisis. I think one of our concerns is that without nurses, if nurses continue to leave in record numbers, without nurses, there'll be no one there to provide the critical care that our patients need.
Yeah.
And so that goes beyond just taking care of patients with COVID. It also impacts patients who need hospital care for many other conditions, cancer, heart attacks, et cetera. And so, and we're already hearing of stories and hotspots and hard hit areas where the healthcare system can't provide needed care for patients, and they're having to send patients hundreds of miles away to try to find care. They're having to ration care.
Well, and I know that in the first year of the pandemic, and we've kind of had, you know, a few of these cycles where things get more intense and then it seems like things are improving and then it gets more intense again. And in a couple of those peaks, I know that we've seen in certain places where, you know, nurses traveled from one part of the country to the other to be of help. But if you're experiencing what you described, which is the inability of family members to be with them by their bedside, nurses are becoming more than just the caregivers. They're becoming the comforters. They're becoming the people that are holding their hands as they, you know, take their last breath. And I know that therapeutics have improved. I know that vaccinations are here. I know that there are reasons to be optimistic about the future. But is there a specific way that we as average folks just hearing this can come alongside the nurses and say, hey, no, we need you? Oh, I remember what I was going to say. During the first year of the pandemic, especially when in New York State where we are, where the hospitals were more or less closed for anything except COVID, you had many, many, many hundreds, thousands of people that didn't get cancer screenings, that didn't get needed cancer care and surgeries at the appropriate time. And I think we lost a lot of people because of the stress of what COVID did and kind of the inability to care for other things at the same time. So this seems like a very important and a very hard-hitting need and issue, even if the general public isn't aware of it. So my question is, how can we, as the general public, take steps to do what's best to help?
Well, that's a great question, Kevin, and it's exactly why we're here today. We're asking the public to hear us out, to understand that the implications, the longer that this pandemic goes on, the more lives that will be lost, especially if we continue to lose nurses at the bedside. And as you mentioned, not just to COVID, but to all the other medical conditions that people require care for. And so we're here to ask the public's health. We would implore them to go to our website, hearusout.com, where they can hear more about the survey findings that I mentioned, where they can hear about nurses' stories at the front line and what that's like. And then also understand and find resources to how they can sort of be our allies in this messaging. I think the bottom line is that the sooner we end this pandemic, the less lives that will be lost, the better chance of us bringing stability back to our healthcare system so that we can continue to provide care for people.
Yeah. Beth Walken is with the Association of Critical Care Nurses and doing what she can to try to raise the flag and get people to be attentive and to support those important critical care nurses as they continue to give care, even under very strenuous conditions on a daily basis. Beth Walken, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the opportunity.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Where are you, men of courage?
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theater September 20.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Every year I go in to see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so thankful to have you with us every single day. And if you ever want to re-listen to any portion, or if you miss a day, or you just want to rehear something that maybe you heard before and you liked it, you wanted to be sure of what it was, go back and get the podcast. We offer them for free. I know some people put their podcasts behind paywalls, and really snarky guys think that they're so smart, you know, making you pay a few dollars a month for them. I don't do that. We're just interested in helping you get the information so that you can then use it to make the best decisions in your life. So you can go to SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts, either one of them, and search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, and you should be able to find them right away. But those are not the only huge aggregators that we're on. In the last couple of weeks, we've also added Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, which is kind of like the Apple iTunes version, and then iHeart. So iHeart, Spotify, Audible, Amazon, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud. We are in all of those places. And also, as a result, in lots of other aggregators that you wouldn't, you know, lesser known podcast aggregators. But if you just look for Kevin McCullough Radio, you should find it in any of those major providers. And I get questions all the time. Are you on Audible? Are you on Spotify? Yes, we're on both of those. So I hope that that is now helpful to you. I want to close today on a very personal and deeply, deeply felt final thought today. A lot of times some of the things we end the show with may have some degree of irony about them, or there's some news story that's moving and it has a twist, and I try to relay it to you with a degree of surprise. Today, I just want you to hear me. I want us to hear each other. I honestly believe that the time has come for us to call a truce in how we treat each other. And I say this because I'm nervous. I've got friends that are on both sides of this issue called vaccines. And those who have gotten vaccinated sometimes look down on those who won't. And those who won't sometimes feel morally superior to those who have gotten vaccinated. And this has spilled over into politics. And so now there's sides in the political aisle of one side perceives getting vaccinated as being more morally superior to the other. And the other side is just the opposite. And I've got deeply dear friends on both sides of this issue. I heard a fellow talk show host yesterday declare strongly that he would never get the vaccine. But it was how he was saying it. The dripping condemnation of those that disagreed with him. And friends, I don't want us to do that. We have to be stronger than this pandemic, and we have to be stronger than this debate to have a country that functions properly. So if you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated, know what you know, believe what you believe, but give grace to the side that disagrees with you. Because it's what we're going to have to do to get to the other side of this crisis. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.